Yeah. It's the motherfucking 2OGs. 2O guys. And we are now serving you episode 32 titled Don't Call Me Crazy. All right, let's talk about it. What are some of the most overused phrases or words? Right, think about that for a second. What are some of the most overused phrases or words? Like haters, right? That's a word. I guess it could be a phrase too, I guess. But a lot of people like to use it, right? Everybody got haters. That's one right there. Seriously, that's overused because most people don't have haters. Let's be honest. Nobody cares. For the most part, you know, especially those that might overuse that particular phrase or word. But I got one. How about crazy? Yeah, crazy. Yeah, the actual word crazy. Really? But what does it mean, you might ask? But, you know, let's indulge. Crazy. The definition of crazy is mentally deranged. Any person mentally deranged, especially as manifested in a wild or aggressive way. Okay? And I also thought it was interesting, you know, how it has other definitions, and it had in parentheses of an angle, I guess, relating to to angles. But the way my mind works, it was like literally angles, but I kind of looked at that more, or took it in a more subjective tone, like applying it as a person's angle, like an angle a person is coming at you at. But just look, I just thought it was interesting. It said, appearing absurdly out of place or in an unlikely position. So I kind of thought that was telling, so to speak, if you gauge a person's angle, right, in their characteristic traits, and then look at their positioning in your life or someone else's life, not necessarily, you know, on a personal level. But I just thought that definition was interesting to me because it didn't relate to a person's angle as far as their approach to you. It literally was like in the angle, like geometry, like it was a math, I think, definition or something. It had an example too, but I just thought it could be applied to people in a different context, you know. But I thought that was interesting, right? The definition is being any person mentally deranged, especially as manifested in a wild or aggressive way. So think about it. Who does this sound like? And I wish I had like the little Jeopardy theme, you know, I could play right here and just give it time, you know what I mean? So everybody could think about it. But who does this sound like I'm referring to? I'm basically referring to anyone you don't know or agree with. You know, you have the potential to label in this manner. And I mean, that's, I really can't say much about it, because it's the times we live in. It's the day and times we live in, irrespective of their aggression level, you know, as the definition said, like, you know, the aggression doesn't matter. It's just, if I say something that people don't agree with or falls outside what is a generally accepted, I don't even want to say norm, accepted idea, then I have the potential to be labeled, or people will tell me that I'm crazy. You know, it's just something that we do to minimize other people's thoughts and police ideas that we don't understand or agree with. Okay, I mean, I've done it. I'm guilty of it too. So, you know, I'm not exempt or excluded in any way in my critique because I have done it, like I said, you know. But I was kind of inspired by this topic through recent events. And like I had some, it's becoming a habit. I don't want to just get up here and say like, oh, I had one idea, I was going to do this, and then I decided to change it. But, you know, it really does happen, you know. Like I had already started running some promotional stuff and I had to take it down because, you know, like I was at a block, I was at an impasse because I had two different ideas in my head, right, about what I wanted to do, but for some reason I was trying to meld them into one. Is that a word? Meld? I don't know what word I'm looking for. Melt them. Can I say that? I'll say that, okay? Melt. I was trying to mold them or something into one idea. And then it just suddenly occurred to me, like, why do they have to be one idea? They can be two separate and distinct ideas, two separate and distinct shows. So it just kind of caused me to pause and then kind of flip some things around and then, you know, readdress, because actually this episode 32 was supposed to come out Friday, I think, if I would have done it the original way, but I decided not to and record over the weekend and put it up for Halloween. So happy Halloween, everyone. But I digress. I wasn't inspired by this, by recent events in the media, you know, and everyone kind of calling yay crazy. You know, yeah, I know I'm bringing it up, but it kind of inspired the idea though, you know, and not really whether he is or isn't crazy, so to speak, you know, like, because that's not my expertise. You know, I don't hold any doctorate degrees in any field of psychology, psychiatry, or anything like that to make a determination whether or not a person is indeed and in fact crazy. But I was more so intrigued by the phenomenon, and I'm gonna call it a phenomenon because I saw it all over social media, you know, like, and I guess in the modern day description of what a phenomenon is, like virally, okay. But a phenomenon of diagnoses being given by everybody. I mean, some people I even know, like, and I'm thinking to myself, like, you're not even that smart. Like, we went to school together. You didn't do well, right? You weren't like the top. Okay. So like, how you sitting up here talking about somebody's mental status, you know, with any degree of intelligence, you know, or experience about it, you know? And I started thinking, like, isn't this just like a little bit gaslighty, right? Is it gaslighty? I'm like making up a word. It's like gaslighty-ish. Let's say that, gaslighty-ish. It is a bit, you know, because you kind of like, if you think about it, you're making a person question their own reality, right? If I tell you, A, B, and C, I experienced these things. And then you tell me, no, actually, you didn't. You know, you didn't. And then you attribute it to my mental health. You know, like, it's kind of perplexing. It's interesting, though. Like, I want to have the conversation or, like, spark the question or whatever. Like, that's just odd to me with the way that happened. And it kind of made me take a step back because it made me want to analyze the things that he was saying and if the actual words sounded crazy or was it like a mob mentality where like certain people say it's crazy and then it just game steam and everybody says somebody's crazy or whatever, it's blue, and then it just becomes blue because everyone is saying that, you know? So it made me kind of like pause, you know, and kind of try to look at it from a different angle, you know? And I just started analyzing the word crazy, like how we say everything is crazy. Everything is crazy, you know? If everything is crazy, is it really crazy or is it normal? I don't know. That's weird. That's something to think about. Yeah, that's something to think about. But, you know, I really don't know. I probably was just like really high or something at the time, you know, but I really thought that perspective was just an interesting thing, way to look at social media, you know, and I could go a little deeper into that. I could go into that further, but I'm gonna save that for another time. All right, yo, let me just talk to my fellas real quick, all right? Let me just say something that I actually got from my dad, from my grandfather, actually. And it is this: as a man, we must understand the importance of image, okay? Yeah, and I'm gonna talk about it. As men, we must understand the importance of our image. You might ask, what is it? But what is image, B? What is that? What does that mean? Okay, well, your image is simply the general impression that a person or organization or product presents to the public. Okay? Say it again for the people in the back, very slowly. Your image or image means the general impression that a person, organization, or product presents to the public. Okay? It's your public persona. It's what everyone sees when they look at you. It's what they think, whether right or wrong, okay? I'm not here to debate, is it fair? You know, should people just, if I'm fat, should they love me? I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just saying that's what image is, okay? It's your representation generally to the public. It's gonna demonstrate what you represent. And people will judge you accordingly, right or wrong. Okay? That's the reality, right or wrong. We live in truth, not feelings. Okay? That's how it works in the real world. If you listen to season one, I actually have a pod called, I have an episode, I can't remember off the top of my head, just dealing specifically with this, the real world. Okay, so, but back to what I was saying, okay? As a man, I understand what I present for the world to see, that I will be judged accordingly. And I'm cool with it. I mean, for the most part, I get it. And I also, being that I understand that, I also understand that if I want to be perceived in a different light, if I want people to see me differently, then I must make certain adjustments to my image. You hear what I said? I must make certain adjustments, not anybody else. Okay? Me. If I have a want, and my want is for people to have a different and distinct perception of me than they currently have, then I must make certain adjustments to what? My image. To what I'm presenting, right? I must be accountable. It serves me, it serves you no benefit to not be accountable for your own shit, because when you go outside into the real world, the world's going to tell you. It's going to tell you what it is. You will be judged accordingly. I mean, as Tiger Woods. As Will Smith. Ask old boy, what's his name? Zudeikis? I don't want to say his name wrong, but he was in the movie with Horrible Bosses, you know, and he playing that TV show about the soccer dude or whatever, and over there in England, he on Apple TV. And he was married to Olivia Wilde. That dude. Please give me his name, because I don't remember it off the top of my head. I was supposed to look it up, but I forgot. Oh, well. I mean, but ask Ye. Ask them. I bet they understand image. I guarantee you, all of them. Because I just named 4 different dudes, distinct, different careers. Well, I guess Will Smith and Zudeikis, they actors or whatever, but they different, distinct people. But what two things do they have in common? For real. What two things do they have in common? I'll tell you what they have in common. They all are or were involved with the wrong women. They're all involved with the wrong women, and their image suffered measurably because of it. Seriously. Think about it. Facts. And then if you look on the flip side, did their respective others' image suffer? Think about it. Nah. One had a movie come out. One is still one of the biggest influencers. Another one got a TV show, you know? Like, so. I mean, that's why, you know, as a man, it's imperative for you to understand these things and then be accountable for the decisions you make, good and bad, and make better choices, because in the long run, you're going to be judged by the results, you know, in the long run. And nobody's going to feel bad or sorry for you, you know, like there's no movement that's going to come pick you up, or at least as of yet, and make it feel better, you know, and tell you you're worthy or none of that. You know, the world's just going to hit you with the harsh reality. You're overweight, you're fat, you need to lose weight, you need to get a better job, you need to make more money, you're short, you're broke. You know, it's just going to hit you with that. And that's the way it is. Okay? I mean, I don't know if things will change. Things don't appear to be. Hopefully, you know, I'm a glass half full type person. So I think the more people talk about things and the more we have conversations to search for solutions, then the more hope, for lack of a better word, you know, we have towards the outlook and to get better outcomes for people. Because right now, it's a sad state of affairs. Okay? It's a very sad state of affairs. So on that note, 2OGs, we out.